This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Am I on the air? There we go. It turns out... that Biden and the Democrats skyrocketed rents by opening our borders to 12 million illegals. Mm-hmm. And now they want to blame Donald Trump for the cost of living.
Well, of course.
Right. J.D. Vance has got this figured out.
There's another component of this, Sean, which to me is maybe the most important because I care so much about our young people being able to afford a good life. A lot of young people are saying housing is way too expensive. Why is that? Because we flooded the country with 30 million illegal immigrants who were taking houses that ought by right go to American citizens. And at the same time, we weren't building enough new houses to begin with, even for the population that we had. So what we're doing is trying to make it easier to build houses, trying to make it easier to build factories and things like that so that people have good jobs. We're also getting all of those illegal aliens out of our country, and you're already seeing it start to pay some dividends.
Incredible statistic we had from Dr. Peter St. Onge, and people aren't really paying attention to this, about the very tiny increase in rent, not 1%. That is historically almost non-existent increase in rent prices. No inflation. That'll really help the working class, right?
Yeah.
That'll help young people who are struggling. We all ended up, renting, living in an apartment. I did. Everybody did. Why? He was the only one who said it. Deportation of 2 million people. That's why. Remember how used car prices were skyrocketing? If your car broke down, God help you. Because you couldn't afford a new one. You couldn't afford an old one, right? Same thing's going on. Used car prices across the board either stagnated or dropped. Why? What is the first thing you do before you get on that plane, take that free flight back home and the $1,000 reward for getting on it from Donald Trump? You sell your car. A lot of the struggle was dumping 12 million people on America and then 4 million more immigrant visas. That's a million a year given out. And then on top of that, 13 million visa overstays. If you're counting, that's 30 million people. In 4 years. I was thinking about this driving around yesterday. We are so stupid. We don't even stop to calculate, okay, how many jobs are we creating? So how many of these immigrants could we take? Like just apples to apples. Yeah. Jobs, immigrants. We're like, oh, we got to take them. Well, who's going to pay? I don't know. We'll print some money. Well, who's going to pay, for the debt? Our kids, the ones without jobs.
Yeah.
Those kids. Because there's more of them than there are those kids. It creates an impossible situation. We have given away our prosperity trying to be nice, and in the Democrats' case, trying to replace American voters. We've given away our prosperity. We've stolen our children's future, and we've left them their legacy, a pile of debt and skyrocketing rents and affordability. And now we've got a measure of it. This just came out overnight. It's mind-boggling. Because, again, we're seeing Democrats having to commit massive fraud and break laws in order to find spaces in homes and places to stash their illegals. Okay. This is Scott Turner. He's the head of HUD. Listen to this. New rental demand growth reports. This is the whole rental market, not just, obviously, public housing. But they meet the demand. They have to figure out, you know, what's going on in the market. Okay. HUD Secretary Scott Turner just released a bombshell report that found between 2021 and 24, foreign-born population accounted for more than 60% of rental demand growth. In other words, and here's the wild thing, nobody spoke of this. It was like, well, there's some, you know, that to the extent they would even admit there was inflation, it was Putin's fault, remember? It was Putin's fault, couldn't rent a apartment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's
Putin's fault. Yeah. Putin's fault, you couldn't afford groceries. Putin's fault, you couldn't afford a car. Well, it turns out it was Biden's fault because he opened the border. 60% of rental demand growth was attributable to the surge in the foreign-born population. It's incredible. But that wasn't all that he found. Massive federal housing law violations by the Democrats, to get this, shove aside poor Americans, including poor Black Americans, so there would be room for immigrants, illegal immigrants, and Afghans in public housing subsidized, ironically, by Americans. Take a listen as he describes this to the astonished Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business yesterday.
That you said was favoring Afghans. Also recently rolled back more Biden-era guidance that you said was favoring Afghan refugees. Tell me about this. How are immigrants impacting the housing market from Afghanistan?
I want to read this so the American people, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, understand what's going on during the Biden administration. Our HUD, Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity Office, we have taken down guidance that during the Biden administration encouraged landlords and property owners to forego regularly required credit checks for refugees so they didn't have to do credit checks. It encouraged landlords and public housing authorities to exempt Afghan refugees from occupancy limits so they can have as many people as they wanted living in HUD-funded housing. Also advised landlords and property owners to evade the fair housing laws, which we're supposed to uphold, evade the fair housing laws by publishing marketing materials in languages other than English so that they could market to Afghan refugees. Wow. That was going on during the Biden administration, but we have since withdrawn that and torn that guidance down to restore guidance that is for the American
people. That's incredible.
That's also illegal, by the way. Can you imagine advertising the public housing availability in a foreign language so that only the Afghan immigrants can read it and understand it?
I'm sorry. You can call me jingoistic if you want to, but the federal government has no business printing anything in any other language than English.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you define what a sovereign nation is. You have a common set of values, a common language, a common type of economy. And you have to have things in common with the people there. And you want to encourage people who are like-minded, if you want to become a part of this, to enter legally and to become a part of our culture and our society. But by, you know, singling out certain nationalities and certain languages, it's just a complete opposite of what, you know, a sovereign nation should be doing.
And then you start thinking about, okay, like what language, though? I mean, I'm sure there's nice people in Afghanistan, but were they not the enemy, the place we fought a war because they hosted our enemy that killed 2,000 of us?
Mm-hmm.
And now they go to the front of the line. I mean, and we wait in the back of the line, including the poorest Americans. So think about it, veterans, disabled, you know, I mean, all kinds of folks like that. And this is by the party that claims they are the ones who are taking up for the poor. They are the ones who are taking up for the discriminated against. No, they're the ones doing the discrimination, yes. And it's all about votes. This is so cynical. They had to jam them in. Jam them into public housing ahead of Americans is what they're doing. So just to recap, Biden and the Democrats skyrocketed rents by opening our borders to 12 million illegals plus a million a year more on visas, including people they did not vet. And now they blame Trump for the cost of living.
Well, of course, yeah.
Because he's not fixing their mess fast enough. That's where we are.
A mess which they will not admit to, but they created. Yeah.
But those are some astonishing numbers. And I'm really glad. And Trump needs to very forcefully do this. And so does all of his surrogates to explain, listen, when you cram, I'm just keep saying it over again, when you cram 12 million more people in here illegally, and you're only creating a million new housing units a year for everybody, for Americans, for them, you know, you're going to have skyrocketing rent costs. You're going to have skyrocketing car costs. Things are going to go through the roof. And this affects home sales too, because then, you know, the landlords were the ones buying homes.
Yeah.
So, by the way, that's a violation of fair housing law. So I don't know who did that, but they need to be criminally investigated. Of course they won't be, but they need to be criminally investigated. This is just more crime and more fraud by Democrats.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Folks, I got to do a little reset here because I just don't feel like I'm living in reality. Because I sat in this chair. And I mean, it was like actually this chair. For all the years of the Biden administration, when we were just gaslit. And everybody knew the economy was crap. I mean, we knew it. And it, to the extent it was spoken of in mainstream media, including mainstream business media, we were given every excuse in the book. Well, the inflation was because of Putin. Well, okay, but Larry Summers, your Democrat Treasury Secretary, says it was Democrat money printing. Not as Putin. Okay, cool. How did Putin do that? They never explained. It was Putin's fault, though. Totally Putin's fault. The fact that you can't afford a used car is Putin's fault. It's not the 12 million illegal immigrants we flooded the country with buying cars with money the government gave them through fraud. No, it's not that. What about rental prices? Why not Putin? It's Putin. Yeah, Putin. It's that if we have inflation, which we deny, it was Putin. Do you remember the gaslighting? Do you remember Joe Biden, Jen Psaki, and all those people, including the mainstream media, explained that Americans were just too stupid to understand what a great economy Joe Biden was providing for them? But it was not a crisis of any kind. It was good. And there was one bright spot to it, if you remember, and that was jobs. We were going gangbusters creating jobs, we were told. Well, it would turn out even that was a lie. We had entire quarters where we did not create jobs. We wouldn't find out till later because they would lie about it. The Bureau of Labor Statistics under Joe Biden, and then just revise the jobs down. Oh, do we say we created 880,000 jobs last year? Yeah, that didn't happen. Sorry. Got it wrong. See, in more normal economic times, before the Bureau of Labor Statistics became a Politburo, USSR style, it was normal to do adjustments. They didn't ever get the jobs numbers exactly right. They might adjust them up 7,000 jobs, adjust them down 8,000 jobs. That was kind of normal. The Biden administration, they were off 100,000 jobs, 150,000 jobs, and it only went one way. I told you they created them, and then months later, they were like, we didn't really. So they ran on jobs, literally fake jobs. They only wish they had the growth number that Donald Trump is rocking right now. This is incredible. With the shutdown, because without the shutdown, the Atlanta Fed estimates 4.2% growth rate. With the shutdown, we are at 3.5%. This is why the Democrats will try to keep stuff shut down going into the election year. You got to do anything to tamp that economy down because it is trying to explode. And you know what is really wild? How do we get to a 3.5% growth rate so fast? And again, it would have been 4.2 if not for the shutdown, which is smoking. How do we get there? Donald Trump, acting like Atlas before he shrugged, literally going around the world, cutting the dang deals himself. You know what that is? That's what China does. That's what normal countries where the leadership wants to win, do. Like, for instance, if your main industry for the future is going to be, say, technology, you're going to need rare earth minerals, right? Well, you go around the world, make sure you have a supply. We didn't bother. They can't be bothered. And if China wants them, they can have them. That was our attitude. We haven't seen this in this lifetime. Because even really starting under George W. Bush, who was a horrible president and daddy, even under them, it became sort of gauche. You wouldn't want to be seen advocating for America. We were already too rich anyway. And we'll just let China get the upper hand. And now there's all these signs. And they're really cool. I just want to read one or two of them to you. Okay? I mean, this is brutal. This is the European Union Commissioner of Industry whining and complaining this week. Last month, he tells Bloomberg, last month I was supposed to go to Brazil to discuss a rare earth mine. 3 days before, they were to leave for Brazil, we were told that the Americans had already come, put money on the table, and bought all rare earth mineral production through 2030. Oops. He says, we knew they were busy talking about Trump administration. We knew they were busy, but we assumed there was no money available because of the shutdown. They had already taken that into account and the money had been set aside. We've never seen, no one advocates for the American people like this. Nobody looks out for us like this. Not in my lifetime. Not since Reagan has anybody given a damn. In other words, since the globalists took over, when Daddy took over. Daddy Bush. And it became verboten to do anything that would advance America. And then we needed to share with the world our prosperity. So we would sit here and tie our hands up into a million knots. We couldn't do anything. And then you guys just go grab it. So the Europeans are used to that. And they're like, well, you know, we got time to cut a rare earth minerals deal. Nope, done. 3 days before. Cancel your flight. Cancel your flight. I want to read this one to you, too. Because this is, and folks, this is where you're getting this astonishing Atlanta Fed number. And you know what I think happened with Trump and this whole affordability thing? I think he's so busy traveling the world, literally killing himself, sleeping very little, trying to secure these deals, knowing this is the only way he's going to get the GDP going. He's traveling around, literally killing himself, and he thinks people noticed. And they didn't. And he realized, you know, I should have explained myself. I want to read this one to you because this is super cool. This is Bloomberg. This is Bloomberg. Headline, Danish spy agency now views U.S. as a possible security concern. Why? Well, we're so economically aggressive. And I've never seen this before. The Danish Defense Intelligence Service is one of two key espionage agencies in the Nordic region. Said the U.S. is increasingly, listen to this, prioritizing its own interests. No way. Did you ever catch Biden doing that? Hell no. The Danish Defense Intelligence Service, one of two key espionage agencies in the Nordic nation, says the U.S. is increasingly prioritizing its own interests. And quote, now using its economic and technological strength as a tool for power, also toward allies and partners. In other words, to push them into what we want them to do. You mean like China? You mean like that? Yeah, like that. They warn Danish intel. The United States uses economic power, including threats of high tariffs, to enforce its will and no longer rules out the use of military force, even against allies. They're talking about Donald Trump joking about taking Greenland by force. He's not gonna, but yeah. But why not throw it out there? Why not? They're saying that America under Donald Trump is beginning to behave like Russia and China in terms of how ferociously and using every lever of power advocates for its own interest. So they're now ranking us alongside China and Russia. Yeah. Yeah. You know what this is? Trying. Just trying. It's what China does. It's what other countries do in their interest. Not Euroweenies. They're self-destructive. They have that self-destructive Western culture. But us, yeah. All over the world. So just two little examples that I saw this week, and they're very frustrated because we beat them to the rare earth minerals mines. But this is what it's like when you have a president, not perfect, but who actually represents the American people. It's glorious. And that's how we got the 3.5% growth rate. And you want to know something? If these Democrats don't manage to shut down this economy again, don't manage to shut down Congress again, he's going to hit 4% growth rate. It's going to roar, and they're not going to be able to hide it. By the way, I want to point something out to you. Have you heard anything about this growth rate that I'm speaking to you of right now? Have you heard about it lately? No, they're not talking about it, are they? They're just pounding affordability. So you won't notice that in less than a year, Trump has already made this economy beginning to roar. And here's the thing. All those tax incentives and all of his business incentives and manufacturing incentives, they don't even hit till next year. What is it going to be like in year three of the Trump administration? Will it really be a golden era? The Democrats must be terrified.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, Trump seizes an oil tanker. This is why they got to get rid of Hegseth, got to put him in prison, which, by the way, you know, if they can't do that, barring that, they got to impeach him. Because there's way too much money at stake here for the Democrats in the Venezuela-Iran-Democrat nexus. I'm going to explain what's going on here and why, by the end of the week, you're going to see Democrats going just absolutely insane over the seizure of this tanker. Okay, couple of things that you need to understand about what is going on here, so you can understand what Trump is actually doing. For starters, this particular tanker has been used in recent years in an illegal shipping network supporting foreign terrorist organizations. So they executed a seizure warrant for the crude oil tanker, according to Kash Patel, director of the FBI, off the coast of Venezuela. It was used to transport sanctioned oil from Venezuela to Iran. Now, this is not something new Trump came up with. This was going on during the Biden regime, and they did nothing of any kind. Why? Well, because they profit. The Democrats do. And this is why you're going to hear the level of screaming over this that you're going to hear later in the day. So this is not one of these deals where Trump designated somebody a terror org. Now he blew up the boat or took the boat or something like that. These are international sanctions. They are well known, well approved by Congress, Democrat regimes, Republican administrations. Doesn't matter. We seized the boat. We seized the tanker, which is awesome. Okay. When Democrats scream, they've already begun. Senator Mark Warner is whining, complaining. I want you to understand why this is happening and why the Democrats are screaming, because they want to cash in. They want to get their cut. And they have a long history of getting their cut. Illegally, I might add. Here's John Kirby, spokesperson for Joe Biden during the Biden regime, admitting that Democrat street protests, including a lot of the anti-Jewish stuff, was funded by Iran. So think about this. The Democrat Party and the Iranian regime have melded to the point that Iran is funding these street protests by Democrats.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily basis is being fully funded by Iran.
Yeah, yeah. So designated state-sponsored terror, marching the street with Democrats, paying for it all. Well, okay, it's not all of it, so it's okay. Let me make the connection for you how this works, okay? So the oil goes from Venezuela to Iran, right? Profit is made. Joe Biden unfroze $300 billion of the profit from the sanctioned oil, and Iran reciprocated by funneling the money back into the Democrat Party's activities in the United States of America. It's one big cartel and you ain't in it. That is what Trump is doing. What have I been telling you for a long time about what Trump's doing? He's targeting Colombia, he's targeting Mexico, he's targeting Venezuela. He is cleaning up the Southern Hemisphere. He is severing the connections between the Democrats and our enemies. So understand this operation, there is Democrat profit from it. We are watching that party not only meld with the cartels and the Chinese, but also with the Iranians. So much so that you heard how comfortable he is with that. Yeah, we just, Iran's funding our street marches. Well, don't we maintain a military to protect us from Iran? No, we maintain a military to protect, well, no one from Iran. Okay, let me draw these dots for you. Because like, you got to look at this like Donald Trump looks at this, okay? When he sees this nexus in our hemisphere. And this is a war. That's why I called my podcast today, or my Rumblecast, World War H, World War Hemisphere. Who tried to kill Trump? Who tried to kill Trump's cabinet? Iran. Not one, but two failed assassination attempts. One against John Bolton. We don't like him, but you don't get to kill him because he's Trump's associate. That guy's awaiting trial. We got him. He was an Iranian assassin. And then Pompeo. They tried to kill Pompeo. Right? And then remember, they caught a third assassin who'd come here to kill Trump, to recruit people to kill Trump, including one guy who tried to recruit cartel to kill Trump for the Iranian regime. Notice something else to point out to you for many years. This is what Trump's breaking. This is what he's at war with. You cannot separate the Democrats from our enemies, so you must crush our enemies and their operations in the hemisphere to sever the ties between Democrats and our enemies. That's where we are. This is about the Democrats as much as it is about Venezuela and Iran. Because Democrats have become lethally dangerous. Have you ever, at any point in the last 5 years, even one time, seen a single death threat from Iran to Joe Biden or any Democrat? No. Have you ever, at any time in the last 5 years, seen a fatwa by the Iranian religious leaders put on Joe Biden? No. The Democrats? No. Any members of the Democrat cabinet? Joe Biden's cabinet? No. Have they sent any assassins here to kill any members of Joe Biden's cabinet or Joe Biden? No. No, no. Do you remember in the weeks after we found out about the latest Iranian assassin? By the way, we caught him trying to fly out of the country the weekend of Butler. Probably just a coincidence. And we didn't round him up till he was leaving. It's so weird, isn't it? Anyway, yeah, so that guy, we got him fled. That's the third one, Iranian assassin. They never want to kill Democrats. It's super weird. Maybe it's because Democrats can be counted on to unfreeze the money from exactly the oil trafficking you're watching today. And Trump's saying, no, you're not doing it anymore. Sorry. They never want to kill Democrats because they're in league with them. They want to kill four Democrats. I'm not saying Democrats told the Iranians to go kill Trump. They don't have to. So twice in the last 3 years, Iranian leaders have publicly put a fatwa that's a death sentence on Trump's head. Do you see Democrats fly in there, blow up their nuclear facilities? No, they won't get their kickbacks. That's who this war is against. It's one big international cartel and you ain't in it. But they're trying to kill Trump. They are. They still are. I guarantee you they are. He's in danger every time. I wouldn't leave the White House if I was them. Him or Mar-a-Lago. Pick one and stay there. It's best for the country. So this is Trump going to war with the Democrat Venezuela-Iranian nexus that is trying to kill him. By the way, one last thought. I will never forget as long as I live when I'm sitting there in the nursing home drooling and I can only remember a few things. One of those things will be the absolute outrage so burned in my brain of us catching the third Iranian assassin, leaving the weekend of Butler after the death sentence fatwa put on Donald Trump. It was allegedly a plot against Trump. And what did Joe Biden do? Rolled out the red carpet for the Iranian president who flew into here and got better Secret Service protection than Trump did. Yeah, is right. Allahu Akbar and all that. And, you know, had I been president and Iran tried to kill another president, I don't even care what party. It's the point of the thing. And you fly in here to go to some UN confab? I'm going to be like, yeah, hey, welcome to America. Yeah, it'll be great. We'll send you great security. And the security would have arrived on the tarmac when he touched down and put handcuffs on his back. And he ain't going anywhere but Gitmo for trial. That's what I would have done. That's what George Washington would have done. But these Democrats aren't like that. That is what Trump is at war at with right now on that oil tanker. And you're going to watch. This is going to enrage the Democrats today. They're going to think their money going to dry up. Oh, they don't like that. It's an immutable law of the universe. At longtime listeners, this show know. If you wait long enough, the mainstream media will eventually admit I'm right. Sometimes it takes 3 months. Sometimes it takes 3 years. Usually not much longer than that, though. Right now, what is beginning in the media, the liberal media, is remarkable. It's another walk back. A slow, careful walk back on the COVID vaccines. Starting in the conscience of the liberal media in The Atlantic with several admissions. Headline, did a famous doctor's COVID shot make his cancer worse? Yeah. He had the beginnings of cancer when he got it. He went and got it, thought, well, you know, when I'm going to have chemo. By the way, this was a famous virologist. A guy who recommended the COVID shot. So, of course, he got three. He stopped after that, though. His cancer exploded within just a few weeks. And he had a sick feeling, The Atlantic reported, that it might have been the shot. What is this? They're getting us ready. They're getting the left ready because you can't tell them all at once to admit like, okay, maybe these shots really do cause turbo cancer. Why is this happening? I'll tell you in a sec. The walk back has begun. Another headline in The Atlantic. Yes, some children may have died from COVID shots. Denial only serves the aim of anti-vaxxers. Okay, so this is a pretty big deal. Shots make cancer worse. It's called turbo cancer for those of us who've been covering it for years. Children may have died. Well, why is this coming out now? They just want to be honest, right? No. It's about to get much, much worse. They're getting ahead of it. Somebody has to. Because the FDA, upon finding all those dead children from COVID and admitting at least 10 died, but it's probably a lot more in that leaked memo, the FDA just quietly announced they're expanding their investigation into COVID shot deaths to adults. How many might there be? In VAERS, the early warning reporting system for shots, the number sits at 38,000. But they're thinking that represents somewhere between 2 and 10% of the deaths. Oops. Meanwhile, the left's taking another route. The Democrats taking a second route, trying to impeach Kennedy to make him go away. It's not going to help. This is coming out. And all they can do is prepare their sheeple for it, for the fact that their sacrament, their shot, their science was deadly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.